Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel avanzado C2. Convocatoria de junio de 2024.
This test has three tasks. You will hear the first two tasks twice and task three only once. Task 1. You will hear part of a program.
Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear, and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
You're listening to Not the Queen's English, the podcast about British English and life in the UK. My name's Holly.
And my name's Murray. And this week we're talking about linguistic pedantry. My name is Murray and I am a former linguistic pedant. I used to be what people, and I think, I don't know if we can use this term, but people do use it.
People grammar do. Nazi. Yeah, people say
which
this.
Which seems, you know, especially now that there are, you know, fairly real Nazis on the go in various places.
On the go.
it seems like a sort of flippant thing to say.
But people say it about themselves, though, don't they?
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I'm a bit of a grammar Nazi. It's like,
well, this is the thing, and this is why, and I think you're probably the same, at points in both of our lives, namely adolescence, I think we've both been guilty of being pedantic grammar Nazis. And, like, there is a certain kind of person who sees it as a badge of honour to be a pedant about grammar and matters of language. And I think both of us have been that person at a much younger, more naive phase of our lives, and we've both kind of got past it now. But I think that's left us with quite a keen appreciation both of the mistakes that people do make when speaking, but also the sort of the beauty and variety in language that that creates.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, yeah, people do get really annoyed, especially about stuff like, I don't know, punctuation mark, like apostrophes being used incorrectly, stuff like that, or people not putting them in.
Mm.
I think something that people get very annoyed about, for example, is people saying something like, oh, we was in the shop. And that, okay, yeah, is sort of grammatically incorrect, but that is just a way that people in certain dialect, like with certain dialects or accents, speak.
Yeah, and also I will say, although we are both like reformed characters in this respect, and we've learned to embrace like the diversity of language, I think both of us still have things, certain things that even though we know better, do annoy us when people say them.
What's worrying me here is you're using the voice you use when you're about to say something nasty about me.
What? Oh my
so,
god.
Come on, spit it out.
I genuinely. Because I think.
Even though some of us more than others.
No, I recognise this in myself. So, okay, so to prepare for this episode, what I've done, right, I've written down 10 things, just the first 10 things that popped into my head that I think other people are a bit fascistic about when it comes to other people's use of language.
Okay.
So it's things, grammar rules, like sort of vocabulary things, just like general things about the way people speak.
Yeah.
Right?
Is people saying like we was, is that on your list?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, kind of. So what I've got is something similar, which is people saying like I done, I seen.
Oh right,
Which is actually, I'm starting to think is a feature of like Scottish dialects.
Yeah.
Or maybe like the other way around, saying like I've went.
Yeah.
I've saw. People in Scotland do that all the time. Mm. And I like, it's probably the sort
you
of thing.
You say it sometimes.
I do now. This is the thing. Now that I've become less judgmental about these things, my grammar has become much more, I mean, quote unquote, wrong.
Mm.
Slash, you know, authentic.
Embrace
and charming.
It.
Yeah, I catch myself saying stuff like that all the time. And I just, I find it difficult to get, like, upset about it.
Mm. No, it's not worth it.
One that really annoys my mum. My mum's a teacher. And something that annoys her that the kids say is, he gave me into trouble. Meaning he got me into trouble.
I've never heard that.
It must be a Scottish thing again. It really annoys her. She's like, it's wrong. And I'm like, well, why is got better than gave in that situation? Other than just it is more what people say as adults. He gave me into trouble. You know, like he delivered me into trouble.
Into the path of trouble. Very literally.
Yeah, it makes us kind of sense, doesn't it?
What did you say there was something that you had in your French oral exams? No, your French listening exams. Where it was like they marked people as incorrect because it was like a Scottish way of saying something.
Well, this is actually an example where being snobby about language use I think is really harmful. So in Scotland, how can mean why colloquially, like to say. Like, and everyone at my school did this. It's really, really common. It's just part of Scottish dialect. You say how and it means why.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example. Like, the classic thing would be, like, the teacher would be like, right, you're getting detention. And the wrongdoer would be like, how? Like, meaning, like, what have I done? But, like, so in one of my... One year, the sort of French standard grade exam, I think it was, like, a reading exam. So the one that you do when you're, like, 14 or something, the question was, like, how is this guy raising money? And loads of people had answered, like, he's raising money to go on a trip, because they'd interpreted the question as, why is he raising money? And the reason I know about this is because my teacher who had been involved in marking this exam told us really proudly that she had fought really hard at the exam board meeting to, like, not give the mark to kids who'd interpreted that question as meaning why, even though they'd got it right, which showed that they had understood the French, which is the point of the exam.
Oh.
It's not an English language exam. Like, so that, I think that is so harmful. And it's essentially just penalising kids for being, like, too working class to have had anyone say to them, like, oh, no, you shouldn't, like, that, you, like, in formal context, that's not what that means.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's really harsh,
it's
isn't it?
It's so harsh. Yeah, that I think that's the worst example, like, that I've personally had of that sort of, like, linguistic nonsense.
Now, listen again.
You're listening to Not the Queen's English, the podcast about British English and life in the UK. My name's Holly.
And my name's Murray. And this week, we're talking about linguistic pedantry. My name is Murray, and I am a former linguistic pedant. I used to be what people, and I think, I don't know if we can use this term, but people do use it,
people
grammar
do.
Nazi.
Yeah, people say
which
this.
Seems, you know, especially now that there are, you know, fairly real Nazis on the go in various places.
On the go.
it seems like a very a sort of flippant thing
well,
to say.
But people say it about themselves, though, don't they?
Yeah,
they're people, like, oh, I'm a bit of a grammar Nazi. It's like...
Well, this is the thing, and this is why, and I think you're probably the same, at points in both of our lives, namely adolescence, I think we've both been guilty of being pedantic grammar Nazis. And, like, there is a certain kind of person who sees it as a badge of honour to be a pedant about grammar and matters of language, and I think both of us have been that person at a much younger, more naive phase of our lives, and we've both kind of got past it now. But I think that's left us with quite a keen appreciation both of the mistakes that people do make when speaking, but also the sort of the beauty and variety in language that that creates.
Well, that's the thing, because like, yeah, people do get really annoyed, especially about stuff like, I don't know, punctuation mark, like apostrophes being used incorrectly, stuff like that, or people not putting them in.
Mm.
I think something that people get very annoyed about, for example, is people saying something like, oh, we was in the shop. And that, okay, yeah, is sort of grammatically incorrect, but that is just a way that people in certain dialect, like with certain dialects or accents, speak.
Yeah. And also, I will say, although we are both like reformed characters in this respect and we've learned to embrace like the diversity of language, I think both of us still have things, certain things that even though we know better, do annoy us when people say them.
What's worrying me here is you're using the voice you use when you're about to say something nasty about me.
What?
Oh my god. Come on, spit it out.
I genuinely, because I think...
Even though some of us more than others...
No, I recognise this in myself. So, okay, so to prepare for this episode, what I've done, right, I've written down 10 things, just the first 10 things that popped into my head that I think other people are a bit fascistic about when it comes to other people's use of language.
Okay.
So it's things, grammar rules, like sort of vocabulary things, just like general things about the way people speak.
Yeah.
Right?
Is people saying like we was, is that on your list?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Well, kind of. So what I've got is something similar, which is people saying like I done, I seen.
Oh right,
Which is actually, I'm starting to think is a feature of like Scottish dialects.
Yeah.
Or maybe like the other way around, saying like I've went.
Yeah.
I've saw. People in Scotland do that all the time. Mm. And I like it's probably the sort
you
of thing.
You say it sometimes.
I do now. This is the thing. Now that I've become less judgmental about these things, my grammar has become much more, I mean, quote unquote wrong.
Mm.
Slash, you know, authentic.
Embrace
and charming.
It.
Yeah, I catch myself saying stuff like that all the time, and I find it difficult to get like upset about it.
No, it's not worth it.
One that really annoys my mum, my mum's a teacher, and something that annoys her that the kids say is he gave me into trouble. Meaning he got me into trouble.
God, I've never heard that.
It must be a Scottish thing again. It really annoys her. She's like, it's wrong. And I'm like, well, why is got better than gave in that situation? Other than just it is more what people say as adults. But he gave me into trouble. You know, like he delivered me into trouble.
Into the path of trouble. Very literally.
Yeah, it makes a kind of sense, doesn't it?
What did you say there was something that you had in your French oral exams? No, your French listening exams. Where it was like they marked people as incorrect because it was like a Scottish way of saying something.
Well, this is actually an example where being snobby about language use I think is really harmful. So in Scotland, how can mean why?
Yeah.
Colloquially, like to say like, and everyone at my school did this. It's really, really common. It is just part of Scottish dialect. You say how and it means why.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example, like the classic thing would be like the teacher would be like, right, you're getting detention, and the wrongdoer would be like, how? Like, meaning like, what have I done? But like, so in one year the sort of French standard grade exam, I think it was like a reading exam, so the one that you do when you're like 14 or something, the question was like, how is this guy raising money? And loads of people had answered, like, he's raising money to go on a trip, because they'd interpreted the question as, why is he raising money? And the reason I know about this is because my teacher, who had been involved in marking this exam, told us really proudly that she had fought really hard at, like, the exam board meeting to, like, not give the mark to kids who'd interpreted that question as meaning why, even though they'd got it right, which showed that they had understood the French, yeah, which is the point of the exam. Oh. It's not an English language exam. Like, so that, I think that is so harmful. And it's essentially just penalising kids for being, like, too working class to have had anyone say to them, like, oh, no, you shouldn't. Like, that, you, like, in formal context, that's not what that means.
Yeah, do
you
know
what
I mean? That's really harsh,
it's
isn't it?
So harsh. Yeah, that, I think that's the worst example, like, that I've personally had of that sort of, like, linguistic nonsense.
This is the end of task 1.